farmland flattened in the name of progress. This sprawling construction site, the size of nearly 300 football pitches, will house a large Chinese-built electric vehicle factory. Officials in Hungary hope the $8 billion project will help the nation become a global hub for lithium-ion battery manufacturing. But locals like Eva Kozma are apprehensive.
You have this bad feeling when you walk past the area where they are building. I simply feel this bad feeling in my stomach. Is this progress really? Pouring concrete over nature while we know how polluting the factory is going to be. Is this the green future? For who? I'm sure not for us.
The project's announcement came as a surprise to many here. The people living in the Debrecen area weren't consulted. Eva and others have been campaigning against it. Their biggest concern is the water supply. The northeastern region was already experiencing droughts and shortages. They fear that the water demands of such a huge factory could destroy the local environment.
A comprehensive large-scale environmental assessment would be needed, and its results should be consulted with society. Unfortunately, this has not happened. That's why we do not see what the environmental impacts are.
But the government says it's a golden opportunity for the economy.
Chinese investments have a huge role to play in keeping the Hungarian economy growing. That's why we will continue to encourage Chinese investment in Hungary, and we will always give the maximum possible support to them.
Some have been organizing rallies against the project, despite knowing their efforts may not amount to much.
We have been told that there is nothing we can do about the factory and it will be built. But deep down, we hope it won't. I cannot wake up in the morning knowing that I am showing my children that there is nothing we can do here. So I say, let's do everything we can.
With construction already underway, the factory appears inevitable. But still, the people of Debrecen protest, hoping the environmental disaster they fear can still be averted. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.